Well, I've had to study them all, you know. Yeah, I've had to in graduate school do a diverse study of all the religions. Correct, but now not thoroughly. Like, I mean, no, there could be a lot more study I could do to know more about them. But the week, were you here the week we did comparative religions? Okay. Well, I went through how you would study and how, what issues you should look at, and, you know, the leader and the history and all the things, the claims. So I think people should do a comparative study. I think that's why I tried to give a plan for how to do that. No, that was Hinduism. That was Hinduism in my notes. Well, that shouldn't have been. I didn't mean to. Well, go ahead. That's fine, though. I probably don't know that. I mean, the truth of it is, I'm going to get back. I'm just trying to show the evidence of what Jesus says and the Bible says for people who want to figure out. I cannot persuade. As I said when we started, there is no proof that the Bible is without error. There's no proof that Christianity is correct unless Jesus rose from the dead. And we can't prove that because there's nobody there to watch and see that he did. There's historical evidence that gives value to that belief, but it doesn't mean it is correct. You with me? So that's why people, there's not anyone. See, if you were a Muslim, the Muslim would tell you Christianity is wrong. They'd say we're perishing, right? We say, no, Islam's wrong. They would perish. And let's say somebody else has a, you know, there are people, one here that says, I believe all religions are the same. Doesn't matter as long as you've got your religion and you're following your religion. The way I look at that, to use just an analogy, the way I look at it, it's kind of like staying healthy. There's some people that'll argue. I just walked on a nutritionist and I said, man, you're looking incredible. Look what, and he said, oh, yeah. And he told me what he did, what he believed was the best thing for the body. And I went, ooh, are you serious? Now, he's sure in good shape. But, you know, everything I've studied, I thought, that's not healthy doing what you're doing. But he thought so. And this person says, you eat a lot of carbs. This person says, no, don't eat much carbs. This person says, fat's good for you. This person says, watch out for fat. It'll kill you. You know, watch out for, everybody's got a different deal. Well, it's very easy to say, you know what, it doesn't matter. Everybody has different beliefs. So it doesn't matter how you eat. Eat the way you want to eat, and that's the best for you. That's really not true. There probably is a right way to eat to be healthy. People just disagree on it. And so I always say, hey, find the way you believe is the healthiest way to eat. So I found the way I think is the healthiest way. Now, if I hear somebody else come along and say, here's a health, I'll say, well, let me look at that. There's your comparative. Let me look. What do I see that you have? And I may want to embrace that because I see that where I've been is not really fully informed. I need to see that too, you know. But I'm not going to fall into the trap of saying, I'm just going to eat sugar because I like it. It feels good to me, and it doesn't matter. Everybody has different opinions anyway. So I'm just going to eat anything I want that's sweet. That's what. And I bet you I'm going to get into very, very, very poor health by doing that. I think it's somewhat the same in the faith. If there is a true faith, you need to study and find out. This one doesn't agree with this one. This one's, if I do that one, it's going to say these people aren't legit. These people are going to say this aren't. I better find out what I think are legit. That's comparative study of religion. And then you come to one that you want. And this, you know, I hope people are comparing, looking. I hope there's an if for their other religions. Go to that too. But I would say there needs to be an investigative forum for Christianity where people can at least find out what is the diet that Christianity says. And I'm when I talk about diet, I'm talking about the truth of Christianity. What does Christianity really say? And then you look at that compared to others.